You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey there, Maggie.
Suzanne, you are getting to do all of the episodes for this entire volume.
Yes, really, and fun. It is such a joy to be here with you guys.
I know. I'm so glad we get extra doses of Suzanne this volume. All right, so we are starting a new unit. We're starting Unit 15, but let's start off with a fun question. All right, so our question for today is, what is a small moment with a kid or volunteer that's really stuck out to you?
Okay, a small moment with a kid or volunteer. Okay, so my husband and I, we just adopted a little boy. He is 2 years old. Yes. He is awesome and wonderful and hilarious. And his name is Isaac. And so in the mornings, I will wake him up and I either feed him a pancake or some French toast and some fruit, and he'll sit in his high chair. And something recently that we started doing is reading the Bible together, the beginner's Bible. We'll read a story every day. And one day I finished reading the story and he looked at me, and we've taught him like sign language for more. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and he said, "More Jesus, more Jesus." And
oh my gosh.
I know. It's just like, it's beautiful.
Did you just cry?
Well, 100% I cried, yeah. Yes. And so I loved that so much. And it just really stuck through me throughout the whole day, like on multiple levels. Like one, yeah. Like how important it is to just spend that time with our kids in the Word and to give them a hunger and a desire for more Jesus. And then it just made me kind of like also look at my own heart. Like, do I want more Jesus too?
Mm-hmm. More Jesus. Oh, so I could tear up right now. I love that so much. So when I was thinking about this question, it's not going to top what you just said, which I don't think anything could.
It's not a contest.
That is just the sweetest story. But I was thinking about some teachers I was talking with, and one of them was saying how a kid had come back the next day for class, and the parents had said that she told the Bible story from the last class verbatim and like included the commentary the teacher had said and all of these things. And this was a first grade kiddo, so pretty young for that. But what really stuck out to me was, one, how fun that she was able to tell the Bible story again, and that she was listening that closely, and how fun it is for that teacher to hear that. But two, I was really struck with how the stories that we teach kids and the truths that we teach kids in the classrooms that we teach them in go beyond the classroom.
Yeah.
And how, you know, that might be how parents or aunts and uncles or grandparents or other siblings are hearing about the Bible and hearing about God's love is through the kids who are in our classrooms. And I was thinking how I think that can be hard to see a lot of the time in children's ministry, is like how, mm-hmm. like, because we're in such a planting seeds stage of life with kids, it can be hard to see the growth that can come from that. But what a good reminder it is that these stories and God's truth doesn't just stop within the walls of the classrooms we're teaching in, but how it goes out into these kids' communities and these kids' families and friends. And that's something we can also pray toward. So that was encouraging and fun.
That's so good. And you know, it made me think too, like sometimes you may think they're not getting it or like mm-hmm. they're not listening, but they are.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So good. All right. So let's start talking about Unit 15, which is titled The Southern Kingdom. And this is going to run for 5 sessions. So Suzanne, why don't you share our unit description and all of that new unit information that we have?
So the Southern Kingdom of Judah experienced the reign of both good and evil kings. Yet the people's allegiance was divided between the worship of God and the idols of foreign nations. And so God sent prophets to warn the people to turn back to him, but they did not listen. So God disciplined his people by sending them into captivity in Babylon, but promised they would one day return home. So our big picture question and answer for this unit is, what is God like? And the answer is, God is holy, good, and loving. And this is the same big picture question and answer for both kids and preschool and younger preschool. So this will be great, just a unified question for everybody that's the same. Our key passage for this unit is found in Psalm 145, 9. And so the Bible phrase for babies and toddlers and younger preschool is, the Lord is good to everyone. And the key passage for older preschoolers and kids is, the Lord is good to everyone. His compassion rests on all he has made. And again, that is found in Psalm 145, 9.
Thanks, Suzanne. And on this episode, we are discussing Unit 15, Session 1, which is titled Judah's Good Kings. And this is focusing on 2 Kings chapters 18 and 19 and 2 Chronicles chapters 14 through 24. We've learned how the northern kingdom of Israel was led by wicked kings. Not one king led the people to worship God and turn away from sin. God gave his people many opportunities to return to him, but the people of Israel continue to reject God. Because the people did not repent, Israel was destroyed by the Assyrians, and the people were taken captive to Assyria. The only kingdom that remained was the southern kingdom of Judah. This week, we'll learn how Judah's good kings worshiped God and led the people away from adultery. And our story point for this week is Judah's good kings worshiped God. All right, so let's head into the part of the episode where we talk about any areas that need a little extra prep or instructions. Suzanne, why don't you start us off with preschool?
Yes. So we just have one tip this week, and it is in the bonus teaching hour in our babies and toddlers leader guide. And so it's for an activity called Draw Lines. And the suggestion we have here is to add a sealing plastic wrap or like the press and seal wrap over a tray to prevent a mess. And so this will just help with cleanup. So you put that little wrap over the tray, do your activity, and then peel it off and throw it away. So a little bit less messy option.
Brilliant. All right. And in older kids, there is an activity called Tools of Navigation. And digital native kids may have never traveled using a map or a compass. And quite honestly, I have never successfully traveled using a map or a compass. I've tried to, but it has not worked very well for me. So this is a hands-on option that can open up good conversation. And one of the editors on our team said that she mentioned a map in children's church, and a younger kid asked, "What's that?" And an older kid instantly replied, "It's like a GPS on paper." So that is a really good look into how kids are understanding maps and compasses and why we might need a little extra
GPS
practice
on paper.
I mean, they're not wrong. They're not wrong. All right, as we wrap up, let's talk about what is exciting or stands out to us in this session. There's a lot of ground covered in the story. I mean, you can hear it from the amount of chapters that I mentioned at the beginning of the episode. But the overarching theme is that there were good kings. This is a great story to point out to kids that a good leader leads people to God and away from sin. Kids can be leaders right where God has them right now. We don't have to be kings or queens to be leaders, right? We all have the power to encourage people to follow God and live out of holiness.
Yes, you're right. We finally get to hear about some good kings. We've heard about so many evil kings, and so finally get to hear about some good kings. But also this week, remind kids that even though these kings were good, that there's an even better and greater king coming, and that is Jesus.
Absolutely. That is a really great reminder and a really great truth to point kids to this week. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.